previously on Whack My Bush, we'd been fiddling with time travel. Well, we say fiddling, what we actually mean is ripping the fabric of time to shreds. That's because we now have two sets of our gang present in one time reality. That's right, two Georges, two Tonys, two Arnies. Oh, you get the picture. How they get out of this one is going to be a bit complicated. We might have to call on Stephen Hawking to help us here, just to explain the physics of it all. Anyway, back at the ranch...
Ha, sucker! King me, I am the greatest! Hey, that's not fair. You cheated. Did not. Did too. Hey, we both know that you're too stupid to cheat. Well, you got me there.
Okay, Georges, which one of you is from my reality?
We don't know.
Ah, shoot. Doesn't matter which one I take. Okay, you, George, with the black eye, come with me. Fat lip, George, stay there.
Okie dokie, Condi. We'll never fight over the ice cream again.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
You know, I'm glad the other me isn't here. I mean, what a knob. He's so vain. He's all the hair gel this morning and then criticised me for being a bit tubby. He'd ruin this meeting with Stephen Hawking.
Well, I like me. I'm a good bloke who's got a great appetite for curry and beer. Super duper.
Yes, it's been super duper farting in stereo as well, fatso.
Oh, shush. Though I must admit the other me has helped bring out my feminine side.
You mean lesbian side?
Yeah, well... I never realized how good-looking and virile I was, but all this yakety-yak about my movies is boring the shit out of me. Have you seen the script for Terminator 5? Should we do Junior High Capri? God, what an asshole.
Hey, look! It's a cripple in a wheelchair!
Shut up, George. It's Professor Stephen Hawking. He's going to explain how we can restore the space-time continuum that you fucked up.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Hawking, because it means I'll get to chew and swallow your food for you.
Typical. Thinking of your gut again.
Now, Professor Hawking, have you thought about our time conundrum?
Yes.
Great! So how are we going to do it, huh? And after you tell us, can I have a go in your wheelchair, huh? And why do you dribble all the time? Are you really the smartest man in the world?
George, quit it! Professor Hawking needs time to answer, you dummy.
What a fuckwit.
Christ, he is a genius.
Now, quiet. Let Professor Hawking explain how we get out of this time continuum mess.
Here is an answer I prepared earlier. The time reality you've created can only be reversed by a translocation of your real selves through a time portal. In reality... the possibilities of success are endless, as shown in the film Back to the Future, where a script anomaly would have been obvious to any...
Oh, jeez. Shut up! This Ubernerd is getting right on my tits!
Arnie, no!
Up you go down the ramp! Hasta la vista, nerdy!
Asshole!
Jesus, Arnie, what'd you do that for? I was getting his dinner.
Yeah, Arnie, and I was going to have a ride in his wheelchair.
Oh, shut up, George. I want to ride naked with O.J. Simpson, but you don't hear me going on about it.
Well, no one expected to hear that.
Look, it doesn't matter. I know what we've got to do.
You understood the geek speak?
I majored in geek, Arnold. Now look, we have to leave our other selves in this reality.
This reality being the one where we are at war in Iran and Arnie's vice president.
Not forgetting, of course, that you're a post-op transsexual.
Stop reminding me, fatso.
Oh, give us a kiss, Tonya.
Fuck off, chubster.
Yes, this reality. Now, we need to go in the time machine and rectify all our mistakes.
Hey, call me stupid. Okay, don't. But won't our other selves try and stop us because this reality isn't theirs either?
You're right.
Good point.
But you're still stupid.
Well, we just won't tell them.
Good. He used all my makeup this morning, so that other Tony deserves to be stranded in a reality that isn't his.
Wag my bush. Come on.
Oh, give us a kiss, Tanya.
Get stuffed, fatso.
Yes, this reality. So we need to go in the time machine and rectify all our mistakes.
Hey, call me dumbass. Okay, don't. But won't our other selves try and stop us because this reality isn't theirs either?
You're right.
Good point.
Nice one, dumbass.
Well, we just won't tell them.
Good. After going on about me using all the makeup this morning, that other Tony deserves to be stranded in a reality that isn't his.
Whack my bush.
Okay, guys, stay close. We got to get to the time machine.
Yeah, quick, before they wonder where we are.
Too late. I've just seen me.
Hey, where the other me get that kebab from?
Hey, get away from the time machine.
Run for it. Where do you think you're going, bitch? Away from you, you evil seductress.
Trying to leave me, Arnold? Fuck you, asshole. Hey, that's my line.
Hey-ya!
Okay, Tony, let's, you know, make a pact. No hair pulling, scratching, or anything else that ruins the face. I like your thinking.
Now, John, you wouldn't hit a man with a kebab, would you? No, give us a bite then. I'm fucking starved. Thanks. Oh, ah.
1, 2, 3, rock! Hey, I got rock too! Okay. 1, 2, 3, scissors! I got scissors too!
Get in the time machine, stupid George!
Yeah, hurry! Arnold is tiring!
You scratched me, Tony!
Just get in!
Go on, George, hit it!
Come back, you bitch!
Tony! Tony! I'll always love you!
He took my fucking kebab!
Hasta la vista, Arnold!
Hey, I lost me!
So, one lot got away and into the future or into the past they go. But will they right all their timely wrongs? Will they create their original reality?
Help. No brakes.
Find out next time on...
Whack My Bush.